Uluka isahluko sesikhombisa. Wathi eseqedile ukukhuluma amazwi akhe wonke ebantwini, wangena eKhaphenawume. Inceku yenduna yekhulu eyayithandeka kuyo yayigula isiza kufa. Induna isizwile ngoJesu yathumela kuye abadala babaJuda imcela ukuba eze asilise inceku yayo. Wathi sebefikile kuJesu bamncenga kakhulu besithi,
ifanele ukuba uyenzele lokhu ngoba iyasithanda isizwe sakithi, yiyo eyasakhela isinagoge.
UJesu wasehamba labo. Eseseduze lendlu, induna yekhulu yathumela abangane isithi kuye,
Nkosi, ungazikhathazi ngoba kangifanele ukuba ungene ngaphansi kophahla lwami. Ngakho angizibonanga ukuthi ngifanele ukuza kuwe. Kodwa tshono ilizwi nje, inceku yami iza kusila. Ngoba lami ngingumuntu ongaphansi komthetho, ngilamabutho ngaphansi kwami. Ngithi kwelinye, hamba, lihambe. La kwelinye ngithi, woza, lize. Le ncekwini yami ngithi, yenza lokhu, ikwenze.
Wathi uJesu ekuzwa lokhu, wamangala ngayo, waphenduka, wathi exukwini elimlandelayo,
ngithi kini, angizanga ngifumane ukukholwa okunje lako Israyeli.
Ababethunyiwe sebebuyele ekhaya bafumana inceku isisilile. Emva kwalokho waya emzini othiwa iNayini, wahamba laye abafundi bakhe lexuku elikhulu. Esesondela esangweni lomuzi, wabona abantu bethwele umuntu ofileyo, indodana eyodwa kanina, yena engumfelokazi. Lexuku elikhulu lomuzi lalihamba laye. Yathi inkosi imbona yamhawukela, yathi kuye,
ungakhali.
Yasondela yathinta ithala, labalithweleyo basebesima, yathi,
jaha, ngithi kuwe, vuka.
Ofileyo wavuka, waqala ukukhuluma. Yamnika unina, behlelwa yikwesaba bonke, bamdumisa uNkulunkulu besithi,
uvele umprofethi omkhulu phakathi kwethu.
Lokuthi,
uNkulunkulu uhambele abantu bakhe.
Leli lizwi ngoJesu laphumela kulo lonke elaseJudiya lakuyo yonke indawo yakhona. Abafundi bakaJohane bambikela ngazo zonke lezi zinto. UJohane wasebiza ababili kubafundi bakhe, wabathuma enkosini esithi,
wena unguye ozayo, ingabe silindele omunye na?
Amadoda esefikile kuyo athi,
uJohane umbhabhathizi usithumile kuwe esithi, wena nguwe ozayo, ingabe silindele omunye na?
Ngaleso sikhathi uJesu wayesilisa abaningi ezifweni lasemikhuhlaneni lakubomoya ababi, labayiziphofu abaningi wabapha ukubona. Wawaphendula wathi,
hambani limtshele uJohane lokhu elikubonileyo lelikuzwile, ukuthi iziphofu ziyabona, iziqhuli ziyahamba, abalobulephero bayahlanjululwa, labangezwayo bayezwa, labafileyo bayavuswa, labayanga bayatshunyayezwa ivangeli. Ubusisiwe ongakhubekiyo ngami.
Wathi sezihambile izithunywa zikaJohane, uJesu waqala ukukhuluma lamaxuku ngoJohane esithi,
laphuma laya enkangala ukuyabonani na? Umhlanga onyikinywa ngumoya na? Kambe laphumela ukuyabonani na? Umuntu oyembethe ingubo ezibucwebecwebe na? Khangelani, abambethe ubucwebecwebe besidla okumnandi basezindlini zamakhosi. Pho, laphumela ukuyabonani na? Umprofeti na? Yebo, ngithi kini odlula umprofeti. Nguye okwalotshwa ngaye ukuthi, khangela, ngiyathuma isithunywa sami phambi kobuso bakho, esiza kulungisa indlela yakho phambi kwakho. Ngithi kini, phakathi kwabazelwe ngabesifazana kakho omkhulu kulo Johane, kodwa omncinyane embusweni kaNkulunkulu mkhulu kulaye.
Abantu bonke labathelisi bekuzwa lokhu bamdumisa uNkulunkulu, ngoba basebebhabhathiziwe ngobhabhathizo lukaJohane. kodwa abafarisi lezazumlayo balala icebo likaNkuluNkulu maqondana labo ngoba bengabhaphathizwanga uJohane.
Pho ke abantu balesi sizukulwana ngiza kubafanisa lani na? Bafana lani na? Bafana labantwana abahlezi emdangeni bememezana besithi salichayela umhubhe kalisinanga, salililela kalikhalanga. Ngoba uJohane umbhaphathizi wafika engadli, enganathi wayini, kodwa lathi ulomoya omubi. Indodana yomuntu ifikile, isidla, inatha, laselisithi, khangelani umuntu oyisidli lesinathi, umngane wabathelisi lezono. Ukuhlakanipha kubonakaliswa ukuthi kulungile ngabantwana bakho bonke.
Omunye wabafarisi wamema ukuba adlelayo. Esengenile endlini yomfarisi wahlala ekudleni. Kwakukhona owesifazana walowo muzi owayisoni. Wathi esezwile ukuthi uJesu usekudleni endlini yomfarisi, weza lomfuma wamagcobo. Wema ngemuva ngasenyaweni zakhe ekhala, waqala ukuthambisa inyawo zakhe ngenyembezi, wazisula ngenwele zekhanda lakhe, wanga inyawo zakhe, wazigcoba ngamagcobo. Kuthe umfarisi obememile ekubona lokhu, wanakana wathi,
"Uba lomuntu ebengumprofeti, ngabe uyamazi ukuba ungumuntu onjani lowesifazana umthintayo, ngoba uyisoni."
UJesu waphendula wathi kuye,
"Simon, kukhona engifuna ukukhuluma kuwe."
Yena waphendula wathi,
"Khuluma ke mfundisi."
Kwakukhona abantu ababili ababelamacala okweboleka. Omunye wayelecala lamadola angamachumi amahlanu, lomunye elecala lamadola angamahlanu. Kwathi bengelakho okokuhlawula, wabayekela bobabili. Kambe nguwuphi kubo oza kumthanda kakhulu na?
USimoni waphendula wathi,
"Ngithi ngulowo owamekela okukhulu."
Wathi kuye,
"Utsho kuhle."
Wasephendukela kowesifazana wathi kuSimoni,
"Uyambona lowesifazana na? Ngingene endlini yakho, kawunginikanga amanzi okugeza inyawo, kodwa yena uzithambisile inyawo zami ngenyembezi zakhe, wazesula ngenwele zakhe. Kawunganganga, kodwa yena lokhu ngingenile, kayekelanga ukwanga inyawo zami. Ikhanda lami kawuligcobanga ngamagcobo, kodwa yena ugcobile inyawo zami ngamagcobo. Ngenxa yalokhu ngithi kuwe, izono zakhe eziningi zithethelelwe, ngoba uthandile kakhulu, kodwa lo othethelelwa kancinyane uthanda kancinyane."
Wasesithi kowesifazane,
"Zithethelelwe izono zakho."
Ababehlezi laye ekudleni baqala ukukhulumisana bodwa besithi,
"Ngubani lo othethelela lezono na?"
Wathi kwesifazana,
"Ukukholwa kwakho kukusilisile, hamba kuhle."